everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 31st. I'm Ryan Murphy, bringing you updates for Gamers Inn. Excuse my absence last week. As you know, it was Christmas Eve, and now we're here at New Year's Eve, but the beauty of having two kids is that you really don't go anywhere on New Year's Eve. And yes, I'm being honest, it is a beauty. So what I'm going to talk about is going to be very short. We have been on vacation for about a week and a half from the show. I hope you enjoyed your holiday season. I hope you're having a great New Year's Eve. And if you're listening to this the next day, you know, have a strong coffee for all of us. I hope you enjoyed the holiday season. I hope you enjoyed our Game of the Year coverage and Inside the Game beta episode with a coverage of The Frozen Wilds. I know Joss and I really enjoyed bringing that to you, and that's getting closer to the product we would like to offer monthly through Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/thegamersinn, like you're here now because it's exclusive to the platform, but it's our $100 tier, $100 a week. We'll do a survey each month that we are at that goal for the majority of the month, and that survey will include a list of games that are coming next month. And whichever one wins, we will pick up, we will play, and we will produce an Inside the Game. We can't obviously promise that if it's a larger game, the episode will come out that month, but it will come out. It will be on the feed as soon as we can produce a solid episode for that game. So what games are we playing this week? I did see Jocelyn in person, but I didn't ask her what she was playing because she isn't really playing much. She's been traveling a lot. I've been home taking care of kids, so not a lot of games being played on both sides, but I did pick up Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I think I'm about as far in as Jocelyn was when she last talked about it on the show, so I'm hoping we can put our heads together on that one for the next couple weeks, because that game has some interesting things happening. I'm enjoying it. It is a little weird. It's addicting because it feels like you're playing towards the next cutscene, which some would say sounds terrible, but honestly, I think the combat is starting to get a little more involved. At the very beginning, the combat was very dull, very slow. As they add new party members and new abilities, it becomes more of a... It's still a laid-back experience, but more of a fun, pay attention, or you can quickly see this get out of hand type of laid-back experience. Also started playing Doki Doki Literature Club, as suggested by Jimmy the Shovel on our Game of the Year episode. Now, he didn't suggest I play it, but I was curious about the title, so I looked it up. It's a anime... It appears to be an anime story game. You get into it and you start playing about 20 minutes in, and that's what it offers you. There's mostly just dialogue and art, and there's a couple mini-games that have popped up, one being you write a poem by choosing different words. I'm told it is an experience that eventually changes and is very surprising and is not one of those anime story games similar to those titles. It's something completely different. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that is, because when Jim says it's one of his favorite titles of the year, and then you look at it on the Steam page, the Steam page is meant to be misleading. It's kind of like Pony Island. You look at it, it's like, what the heck is this? Then you get in there and you play it. It's like, oh, it's something completely different. So probably going to talk about that this week as I go through that. It seems like it'll be a short experience, so I'm going to check that out. Now, the question I have for everybody listening, and we'll probably pose this question on the main Gamers Inn as well, is what games are you looking forward to most in 2018? It's hard for me to tell. I haven't done any research, so just me thinking out loud, what is my game I'm looking forward to most, is probably a new Fire Emblem on the Switch, which has been announced, has been said to come out in 2018. I can't remember if it's been confirmed or whether that's just conjecture from the internet, but a new mainline Fire Emblem on the Switch, first in 10 years on a console, sounds fantastic to me. I've been playing mostly on the 3DS lately, and there's just something missing that could be filled with a console release. So I'm looking forward to that. I would honestly love to see Microsoft pick up its boots and start walking in a direction that includes releasing games, because we haven't had a new Halo, we haven't had a Gears of War, we haven't had a mainline Xbox game in a very long time. And I don't count Forza 7, because they just keep releasing those. I mean, I know those are people's jams, but they're not really, like, sell the consoles type games. So, I mean, maybe they are. Not for me. So, we'll see about that. But anyways, what are you most looking forward to in 2018? And I'll give you a couple weeks to send those in, and we'll feature them on the show at some point. So, New Gamers In records this week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMOVE TV. Would love to hear your feedback. Like and comment on this post. Let's start a dialogue. If this is an addition to the Gamers In that you would like to see more of, let us know. Would love to know your thoughts on Inside the Game. If you listened to that lately, would love to know what you thought about that. So, this is Ryan Murphy. We'll talk to you later on this week.